Most of the Midwest will continue to experience winter-like weather for at least another 4 days, and then we'll look for better conditions to evolve as we move forward into the weekend and on into next week in particular. We do have a storm system that will be bearing down on the Midwest as we go through this afternoon and into the night tonight and on into the day tomorrow. The storm system is going to be chased by a very cold air mass, once again pushing through most of the Midwest over the next 2.5 days. The cold air will likely create quite a bit of snowfall across the northern portions of the Midwest. We're expecting to see anywhere from 1 to 4 inches and localized amounts to 6 inches occurring across many areas from portions of South Dakota through Minnesota, maybe some areas in northern Iowa over to Michigan. We'll look for lighter snowfalls to occur to the south where rain and snow both will likely occur. The snow that comes in after the rain will likely accumulate to a couple of inches, and there's still potential for some of the snowfall in the upper parts of the Midwest or northern areas in general to be heavier than I've described, but only in pockets. We do anticipate most of the snow to be focused on the day tomorrow, and we'll look for quite a bit of improved weather evolving already as we get into the day on Wednesday. The coldest air will be with us at that point in time, though, and we'll likely be a little bit sick and tired of it, to say the least. It's been a long month of cold conditions across the Midwest, but the good news is that this may be the last of the really potent cold air masses that we'll see around for quite some time. That does not mean we won't have additional shots of cool air coming and going. In fact, the weather pattern that's prevailing across the Midwest is most likely going to come back again a few times between now and when we get into the heart of the growing season, so be aware of that. But we will warm up perhaps this weekend into parts of next week, and that will feel wonderful for a while. We do look for the storm system that's coming through the region here today and tonight to bring with it some windy conditions and falling temperatures behind it. When the storm system clears out of the region, we will have temperatures back in the positive and negative single-digit readings across a big part of the Midwest. And on top of all that, there's going to be substantial rains that will occur in the lower parts of the Ohio River Basin. There's a good chance we'll see some flooding occur across parts of that region as we melt some snow and produce 1 to 2 inches or more of rain across parts of that region. Kentucky will likely be the focus of most of the heavier rainfall, but areas in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and parts of southwestern Ohio will also have their heavier rains to deal with. Flooding is a concern just for travel, but there's also a potential that some winter wheat lying in low-lying areas could end up being smothered if the water stands in the fields for an extended period of time. We do anticipate drier weather to come in after this storm system, and we'll not only have it dry for a few days, but it may be dry for a week or more, and that would be welcome. Although at this time of the year, it's still hard to get enough heat out of the air to stimulate rapid drying conditions, but we should head in the right direction. The next storm system to impact our area will probably hold off till we get sometime into the weekend, early part of next week. This will likely impact the northern parts of the Midwest only. It'll be a little bit of light snowfall occurring across that region. Down in South America, Argentina is going to have dry weather in the southeast corner of the country this week, and then most of the country is going to be dry next week. Everybody's going to get rain outside of Buenos Aires, though, over the next few days. And in Brazil, everybody will receive rain there as well as we move forward through this next week. It looks like next week, though, there will be a good chance for some drier weather tendencies to occur from parts of Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo southward into Rio Grande do Sul. Crop conditions will stay just fine. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.